treasure for the trader. No hearing her, no I've seen the image of the Father until heaven came to live with me. A rescue like no other. Yes, you
guys, how's everybody doing today?
Awesome.
Feeling good.
Man, thanks for sharing the song with us. Man, what a powerful song. I mean, just the lyric. And, I mean, really telling the story of Jesus and the death, the resurrection. And Sean, let's start this conversation a little bit with you, just because I know you worked on the song initially. And just talk about kind of how the song started and then how Brett got involved. And then just, and also talk a little bit about just some of the themes and like what kind of drew you guys to this song, being a song that, like, yes, this is a passion song. We want to sing this you know, for students.
Well, it started, for me, it started in Philippians 2. So there's that section of Scripture really starts to unpack some of the depth of how Jesus is who he is. And it was one of those moments where I've read that before, but it just kind of came alive in my spirit in that moment. Just the magnitude of it, how he left his throne and put on human skin to dwell among us as one of us. And then it also talks about his obedience, like his obedience to the Father's will all the way to death. And it says that because of those things, God has elevated him to the highest place and given him the name above all names. So it was that moment of, it's so cool to me, so powerful to me to think about. God has reserved a name that is unlike any other name. There will only be one of these names, and there's only one fit to carry it. And man, does he carry it well, you know? So it was that, the inspiration of that, man, feeling like if we could have a song that helps frame that a little bit and that be the place of worship that we sing out of, it would be really cool. Mm-hmm. And so that's how it started. And then we worked with Brenton and Brett, just trying to come around a big idea, but really just unpacking who Jesus is, and that, yes, he is who he says he is, and that's worth singing about.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And I loved how you guys worked on that together, like bringing it into the community here.
Yep.
Of course, you guys lead together here at Passion City Church, and like, it feels great. Like, you come in there, it's like, man, let's work on this, let's finish it together for not just our church, but maybe this is a bigger song that other churches, you know, will grab onto and we'll sing it for all these students.
Absolutely. Yeah, I loved when Sean brought this idea to the table, you know, that Jesus is worthy of his name. You know, I think one of the things, it was such a great process because it was such, we wanted to try and tell the gospel story in all kinds of ways, and it happens through this song. You know, there's like these big 30,000 foot view ways, and then there's these real like personal ways, you know, and mm-hmm. and I just love, you know, what kind of got me stirring when Sean brought this idea was, you know, if you want to know what God is like, you just look through the person of Jesus. And that's what Hebrews tells us too. It's just that if you look at Jesus, you get a window into the heart of God. And there's this line that says that he's holiness with human hands. That's one of my favorite lines in the song, because it kind of is everything about Jesus. He's great. He's amazing. He's huge. He's, you know, he's beyond eternity, you know, but at the same time, he's like close to us, and he walks with us, and he identifies with us, and he saves us. And and so that it's just trying to tell that story, and just that's what, and then that chorus is just a real simple breath, you know, of just saying, oh, you're so worthy, God.
Yeah.
You know? It's awesome.
So Brett, talk about, just walk us through the chords there and show us what you're playing. What key are you guys doing this in?
Yeah, we're singing it in C.
Okay.
Today. Yeah, it's real simple. The verses go back and forth between C to F, and the way we kind of play them is we just play the same C shape, and we just slide it up the neck a little bit up to this fret. But you could also just play it real easy, just going, you know, from, you know, just like that, you know, back and forth. In the chorus, it goes C to the A minor to the G, and then a C with an E in the bass, F to the G. That's the chorus. And then the bridge is C, F, back to the C, and back to the G. It just kind of repeats that over and just builds on that over and over.
Wow.
Yep.
Guys, thanks so much for sharing the song with us. What an amazing song.
Yeah.
You know, I know this is going to be a huge blessing to not just Passion City, but to Passion overall and to all these churches that are going to be singing as well. So thanks very much.
Yeah. Thank you.